I'm not going to say much on this one. Let's give Mapalo a chance to double talk his gospel into the ground.
I don't have to work for salvation.
Bruh.
I don't need to do any good works because, to be honest, your good works are but filthy rags before the Lord. I don't have to work for salvation. He who believes in me will have everlasting life. You gotta believe in him. And belief comes with action. And belief comes with action. And belief comes with action. Action.
Action.
I don't have to work for salvation. And belief comes with action. I don't have to work for salvation. And belief comes with action. How could you say you believe in Jesus, but then your actions show otherwise?
Wow.
I don't have to work for salvation. Your actions say that you believe in the devil. You love the devil. You love the flesh. Faith without works is dead. You're not saved by your works. You're not saved by your works. You're not saved by your works. Works will definitely be evidence that you do have faith.
Wow.
I don't have to work for salvation. I don't need to do any good works because, to be honest, your good works are but filthy rags before the Lord. Our righteousness is dirty to God. You need to put your faith and trust in him. That's how you pay the price. He paid the price and he said to repent, turn away from your sin. To repent, turn away from your sin.
It says repent and be converted. You're going from unbelief to belief. That your sins, all sins may be blotted out. It does not say repent of your sins here. He just willfully lied to everyone. And we all know who the father of lies is.
And to believe in him. Some people are going to say, oh, Mapalo, repentance, that's a word.
Mapalo is mixing scripture to confuse people and to hold up his weak, useless man-made gospel. Jonah 3 verse 10 explains what turning from sin is. God called their turning from evil works, and it also explains how repentance should be used. God himself repents and changed his mind. God cannot sin and does not require one to turn from sin for salvation.
I'm not preaching, you know, sinless salvation, that you have to be sinless to enter the kingdom of heaven. No, what I'm preaching is what Jesus preached. You cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven if you practice sin. I'm not preaching, you know, sinless salvation. I'm not preaching, you know, sinless salvation, that you have to be sinless to enter the kingdom of heaven. No, you cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven if you practice sin. You cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven if you practice sin.
Mapalo is lost, blind, and has no business teaching God's word. He practices the sin of lies with every upload. This is a warning to stay away from his teachings. Unless you want to become an overcooked, overroasted, supercharred, flame-broiled slab of rotten steak patties roasting in an endless barbecue pit in hell, screaming out all the sins you tried to repent of and how Mapalo is to blame. No, you are to blame if you have heard the gospel that Jesus gives you eternal life for absolutely free with no repentance of sin required and no works required. You only have yourself to blame. Believe Jesus gives the gift of eternal life. He died, was buried, and rose again the third day for you and me.